6, verse 4. Then we're going to go to John 21. Oh, you thought I forgot John 21, didn't you? My wife's looking at me like Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Whoa. It's right after Acts, isn't it? For some reason I keep skipping it. There it is. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him in baptism into death, and that as like Christ, was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should, everybody repeat that with me, walk in newness of life. All right, let's bow. Our most kind and gracious Lord, we do thank you for this day and the blessings that you give us. We thank you, Lord, for your Son Jesus, who bled and died on the cross of Calvary for us. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that if we believe in him and trust him and ask him in our heart, that he will save us and that we can be eternally with him. And we thank you for that. Ask you to open our hearts and minds to your word tonight. Help us, Lord, to be doers, not just hearers. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I got to turn that on vibrate. It is on vibrate. All right, that way won't be noisy. John chapter 21. Now you got to back up. John chapter 21, very familiar little story. Peter, they're waiting on the Lord. Peter decides, I'm going to go fishing. He's just kind of fed up. Now, I like fishing, but I think the way he was putting that is, I'm tired of waiting and I ain't fooling with this, because he had some issues, did he not? It wasn't very long before that he had said, I don't know the man. And he even flowered it up some the last time he said it. It said, oh, your speech arrayed it. Why would somebody think their speech arrayed that? Because we're not walking around saying lots of four-letter words like we were before. If you'd have met me 30 years ago, you'd have said, he's going to preach. I had a pretty flowery vocabulary. Was it small? It was flowery. Most everything began with an F. Just my life. I was in the military. I was in construction. I was in the oil fields. I thought that was the way you were supposed to greet people in the morning. But anyway, Peter was that way. And so I really believe that Peter was about to just go on off the deep end. That's where he was heading. I'm going fishing. And he took several with him. They all decided to go fishing. Well, then, funny thing is that this same thing had happened before, and John noticed it right off. You see, those that are a little closer to the Lord notice it right off. When we talk about saved people, sometimes saved people don't quite, if they're not right with the Lord, they're not quite catching everything the way it ought to be coming across. There they are, they fished all night long, they wore out, they're tired, and all of a sudden some guy says, hey, you got any fish? No? Well, put it on the right side. Well, Peter ain't said nothing. He's busy doing whatever. John says, oh, Peter, that's the Lord. Ooh. You know, and he had some things to straighten out with the Lord. Now, I've told you before, and it's a very good message, when you read on down and you go through the bottom there where they come to the bank, and as they're walking up, they've seen a fire of coal. Only one other place that's mentioned, unless you don't have a King James. But if you have a King James, that's mentioned twice in the entire Bible. in that manner, fire of coals. You see, Jesus tends to bring things back to memory. Peter was warming his hands over a fire of coals when he says, "I don't know the blanking man." And they're like, "Oh." And when he shows up here, there's a fire of coals. You know, that woke Peter up. Well, then he goes in, "Peter, you love me? Yeah, I love you. Peter, you love me? Yeah, I love you. Peter, you love me? Oh, you know I love you." He got all bent out of shape. Well, then we go on down the line here to get to where I want to be. Verse 19. We got to back up. 18. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest." In other words, "but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." Now, Santino, do you remember how Peter died? Oh, come on. I told you the other day they did what upside down? Crucified him. Yeah. According to history, Peter watched them kill his wife, and then he was crucified, but he said, "I'm not worthy enough to be crucified like my Savior." So they turned him upside down. That's what that verse is talking about. You know, you're young, you're doing all these things. Shing! Pull out the sword, chopped off a guard's ear. And I mean, Peter was the man, you know. And so Peter was used to, he said, "But one of these days they're going to take you where you don't want to go." That's what he was talking about. Well, then he said, "This spake he signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me." Now, we know that he had said, "Follow me," umpteenth times. Luke 5, by the way, 1 through 11, which I didn't read it all this morning, but Luke 5, 1 through 11 is talking about when they really got serious and followed Jesus. It said they pulled their boats up on the shore. You don't pull your wooden boat up on the shore and then expect to go out and float in it, because it's going to sink. Because the wood swells with the water. So they pulled it up there. They intended to follow Jesus. Now it said, "Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved." Now, Jesus loved all of his apostles, but John was the youngest. John was always next to Jesus. By the way, John stuck with Jesus throughout the entire ordeal of his trial and his crucifixion. He saw him, and which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter, wait a minute, where am I at? Then Peter said, all right, seeing him. Peter, seeing him, saith unto, "Lord, what?" There we go. Now I need to read this. Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Yeah, bless you. And the Lord, "Hey, Jesus, what's John going to do? What about John? Are we not that away? What about Sandy? What about Freddie? What about Dave? What about Robin? What about old Santino? Pick on the kids. What about Cassandra back there and Jessica?" You see, we're always, "What about, what about, what about this one? What about that one?" We're continually doing that. What about this person? Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" Hey, if I keep him alive from now until I come back, which could be tomorrow or might be 10,000 years, if I go, what's it to do? What's it to thee? We got to ask ourselves, what's it to me? Why should I worry about Brother Jerry? I don't need to worry about him. I need to worry about Jim. I don't need to worry about Jeff. I don't need to worry about Larry. Lord, Deb does that enough. I need to worry about me. Where am I at with the Lord? What am I doing for the Lord? Don't worry about everybody else, what they're doing. These children in here, they worry constantly about who's doing this and who's doing that. Worry about yourself. It ain't about Jessica. It ain't about Jesse. It ain't about Amy or it ain't about Santino. It's about Jesus and it's about what Jesus wants you to do, not what, oh, what are they doing? I need to look. That's what we need to worry about. But they're so busy looking at each other in class, they can't get nothing done. One of them goes, and the other one's like, what a mess. You know, there's a key. It's not about them. It's about you. What did you miss? Yeah, you missed what the teacher said. Isn't that right, Cassandra? Kehlani. I've been in the class. And Sandy's just talking away, and it's like, whoa. And she says, okay. And they'll say, what a mess. Well, if you hadn't been worrying about somebody else, you'd have known. That's us adults. Us adults are so worried about somebody else that we can't concentrate on what we ought to be doing. Now, this is what he said, though. This is the important part. Follow thou me. Jesus said, look, Peter, don't worry about John. Follow thou me. Don't worry about Andrew. Don't worry about Matthew. Don't worry about Luke. Follow thou me. Not everybody else. Follow thou me. That's what we're supposed to do. I don't need to worry about how great Jeff is. Follow thou me. I don't need to worry about Jose. Follow thou me. That's what we're supposed to be doing. If we're doing that, everything else will fall in. All right, I've got some scriptures we'll go through. So we're to walk. We're to follow thou me. That's how you follow somebody, by the way. I know that's deep theology. But you put one foot in front of the other. You ever told anybody that? I tell them, God told me one time, how am I supposed to get to so-and-so? And I said, put one foot in front of the other. What Jesus did, walk. When we follow the Lord, we're to walk as the Lord. All right. Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to jump to some scriptures. Ephesians chapter 4. These ain't hard to look up. It may be hard to find, but Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk, what? Worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. What are we supposed to be called to do? Walk like the Lord. Show other people how we're walking. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doeth his children, that ye should walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. We're to walk worthy. In our life, Peter wasn't walking worthy. Well, I'm going fishing. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with fishing. But the problem is, it's the reason he was going fishing. If I go fishing with Roger, we need to be walking worthy out there where we're fishing of God. what He's called us. We should, our light should shine. If I go fishing, that's the way it ought to be. People ought to see that we are walking worthy. People ought to realize that, hey, something different about those folk. When we're at the store, they ought to realize something different about those people. When we're at a restaurant, something's different about these people over here at this table. They're not like these people at this table. I don't know what's wrong with them, but there's something strange about these folk. We are peculiar, according to the Word of God. Now, but we're also to do something else. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. We're to walk by... Listen, don't get up in the morning, I'm going to do it all right today. I'm going to walk. Let me read this, and I'm going to do it. No, do it by faith. We're not to do it by sight. We're to do it by faith. We're to walk by faith. In other words, we are to get up and go and serve the Lord and walk by faith, not by sight. Because walking by sight is going to get us in trouble. Because I see what's going on in the world, and it ain't easy to walk by faith. We got to walk by faith. But how do we do that? Same way you trusted Jesus. And that's what we do. We walk by faith. Will we mess up? Sure, we'll probably mess up. We all do. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, that's wrong. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. And walk in love. And walk in love. I'm going to be up front with you. It's not all about love. But we're to walk in love. Sometimes it may not... Well, I shouldn't say it that way. It is about love, but you've heard the expression there's a hard love. Sometimes it's got to be a hard love. Sometimes it's a soft love. But sometimes it's a hard love. Listen, children, you get your hind end tore up, hopefully. That's hard love. But it's done out of love. And if the person administering the Board of Education to your seat of learning ain't doing it in love, then they ain't doing it for the right reason. I never could understand. My dad used to tell me, son, it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I'm loving you. It's the reason I'm doing this. And I'm like, well, it don't feel like love. I really didn't understand that until I had my own children. And I had to apply the Board of Education to the seat of learning. Now, and then somewhere along the line, some idiot, his name was Dr. Spock, he come up with the idea, well, you don't have to whip children. Well, that moron didn't even have any kids. What's he know? That's like me telling somebody, telling a brain surgeon how to do it. Listen, I ain't a brain surgeon. Go ahead and clip that. It'll be alright. I'll see what they do. No, that's wrong one. listen, I can't tell you what to do unless I've been there. I have to have been there to be able to. John Richardson just lost his dad. I can't tell him how he feels losing his dad.
That's right.
But Sandy could. Several other people in here could. But I don't know because my dad's still breathing. He's still on this side of heaven. I can tell him how it is losing a good friend. But I can't tell them that because I hadn't been there. That's why the Lord... See, the Lord uses all of us. If we're walking the way we should, trust me, you have a purpose.
Amen.
Because you can explain to somebody something I can't. Not everybody's had drug problems. I have. Not everybody's had some other problem. I have. I can explain that to them. I can say, look, you can get out of that. Freddie can explain that to him because he's been there. And it's like, but not everybody's had that issue. The Lord uses all of us if we're willing to walk in love. Because, listen, we're here to help people. We're not here to, you know, be a good Baptist and kick them when they're down. We're here to help them. We see one down, we're supposed to encourage them. That's the whole idea of church. Provoking one another to love. You see, that's where we're supposed to be at. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. Didn't Jesus love us? He had to have. He died on the cross. Freely. Listen, the Romans didn't put that Jesus on the cross. The Jews didn't put him on the cross. He put himself on the cross. He stayed on the cross. They didn't keep him there. Them silly little nails that, by the way, he made didn't keep him there. The tree he hung on, he made, did not keep him there. His love for us kept him there. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. You see, so we're to walk worthy of the Lord. We're to walk, we're to do that walk by faith. And in the process, we're to do that in love. And sometimes, yeah, it's got to be a little harder love than other times. Walk circumspectly. Ephesians 5. In other words, pay attention. Ephesians 5:15. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Listen, I got to read 14 too and a few other ones to go with that. Wherefore he saith, awake. We need to awake. We need to get it together in our head. We need to really realize what's going on in this world. We need to awake that thou sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now get this, redeeming the time. Look at the time. 17 minutes till 7. I could say 17 minutes to the rapture. It might happen at 7. Redeem the time. Because the days are evil. Oh, they're evil, aren't they? They really are. We're living in some evil. We're living in some of the evilest times I've ever seen. Now, there might have been some really evil times years ago. But I didn't live in those times. When I grew up, I could walk down the highway. I could hitchhike. I walked all over the place as a kid, 9, 10 years old. I'd be 10 miles from my home going somewhere to go fishing. I didn't have a problem getting on a bicycle and riding to a little lake that my dad had told me about down in the woods. If my mom had known, she'd have had a fit. I've been off back in there, bogged up in the mud, up to my waist, trying to get to the pond he told me about. He didn't tell me there was a swamp in between the road and there. But I made it in there and went fishing. Had people stop, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Got on horses and rode up to my grandpa's. 17 miles from where we live, it'd take just about half a day to get there. And we just ride down the highway. We didn't worry about, listen, I wouldn't send a kid out in this world by theirself, period. I wouldn't. We go in the grocery store when I got my littlest ones with me, grandkids. When I got the grandkids with me, I don't allow them to leave my side. And they have to pay attention. Riley will let you know, Pop's sitting there don't look right. And they don't. She knows it ain't right for a guy to have painted fingernails, is it, Kehlani? Listen, I didn't have to tell you that guy wasn't right. She knew it. We were sitting in a restaurant the other night. And he liked me is the sad part. I'm sitting there in a restaurant Saturday night, Applebee's. Really nice, whatever. Supposed to be a guy. And he's got red fingernails with glitter in them. I'm like, And he comes up and lays the menu down. Hello. And I'm thinking, praise the Lord, I'm saved, and it ain't 25 years ago, because I think, well, anyway. And I told Sandy's patting my leg, behave. I'm like, I'm trying. We gotta stay calm. We need to pay attention where we're at and the times we're living. Listen, you think I'd trust my kid to sit there and a person like that serve them without me being there? Uh-uh. No. You even look at her wrong, or him wrong. I'd have heard him. It's funny, go to a restaurant with Jimmy and his three girls. And we're sitting in a restaurant there in Junction one day, and this old guy, he was old. And, I mean, he warmed over death. He'd been there and done it, and I think he's just being friendly. But Jimmy's that kind of person, man. He got his eyes peeled. And when they walked by him, the old man said something to him, and they were over here talking. Jimmy said, what's he doing? And I said, calm down, Jimmy. Good Lord. I said, wait a minute. What? He's talking to him. You know, but it's sad, but we got to pay attention anymore. We need to be very careful. We need to be redeeming the times because, listen, we are living in some dangerous, evil times. But we still need to walk worthy, walk by faith, walk in love, walk circumspectly. Pay attention to what's going on. Where you at? Ephesians 4:17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. We are to walk separately. We're to walk distinctly. We're not to fit in with them. We're not to be one of them. Well, Paul was all things to all men. Oh, okay. Do you think Paul would have painted his fingernails to fit in with them? Does that mean I'm supposed to go out and give me a Harley and don't take a bath for a month and hang out with some of the gang? No, that ain't what it's talking about. But nonetheless, if I'm going to witness to a rancher, I'm not going to go out there to his ranch dressed in a suit and tie. No, you ain't gonna, that's a fact, because they figure right off. He's either government or he's a banker. No, I'm going to go out there in a pair of jeans, shirt, and if he needs help, I'll bale hay with him. If he's laying down under a tractor, I'll crawl up under there with him and work on the tractor. We're to be separate. And they need to realize people are different. 4:17 Ephesians, that's a good verse for us. Now, we got to be careful with what we're doing because we're of the world. I mean, we're in the world, but we're not of it. And if what we're getting mixed up in is causing us to be of it, then we need to back up and say, whoa. We need to be that light, but we got to be careful. You take a good apple and you can put it in a batch of rotten apples. What happens to the good apple? It's going to rot. That's exactly what I wish you could put a good apple, a bunch of bad apples and make them all good. Work better, wouldn't it? Be a lot cheaper, but it don't work that way. So we got to be very careful. Walk honestly. We need to be honest with people. Be honest with yourself. You know, because you can be, you can, you know, you feel kind of dumb if you do this, but if you deceive yourself, now that ain't very wise. 2 Corinthians 4:2. Oops, passed it up. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. But have, well, read verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling of the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. In other words, listen, they're not to look at us and think, well, they're not an honest person, but they go to church over there. No, they need to be looking at us that we're honest people. Amen? Walk in light. 1 John, way back there. 1 John 1:7. No, it ain't. Yeah, it is. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. I had that written down wrong. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, in other words, we're to walk in light. When we walk in this world, we're to, our light should be shining for others to see. But we're to walk in light with each other. If we're walking in the light, we can see our path, we can see our feet, we know what's going on. And if we see a problem out there in the path, stop what you're doing, back up, regroup, and figure out what path you need to be on. You see, that's where we got to be careful when we say, well, we're the light of the world, and if we hide, how are they going to know? Well, they ought to know by our actions. We don't go along with what you're doing. We need to be very careful about that. We have to make the right decisions, and the way we make the right decisions with kids, with grandkids, with ourselves, is pray about those decisions. Be careful. Listen, there's people, I've got friends. I call them friends. I've known them for years. But I'm going to be up front with you. I wouldn't go hang out with them. Because they got problems. And if I hang out with them long enough, it don't take long that I'll be right back into the same boat I was in years ago. I can go hang out with some of the old guys that I used to run with, and they are old guys now. and some of them still doing the same thing. I don't hang out with them. I'll speak to them. I'm nice to them, but I don't go hang out with them because it would cause me issues. Because evil communications corrupt good manners. It does. It don't take long to slip back. It doesn't take long to corrupt a good person if they're hanging with evil. Because it's a real problem. Last thing. Oh, look at that. We're getting done. Man. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to what? As what? Ah. We're to walk as He walked. Jesus walked in this world, and He told people about Christ. Now, I'm going to be up front with you. If I hang out with some of the people I used to, and I'm walking as Christ, it won't take long, they'll leave me. Because if I'm doing what Christ said do, they won't want to hang around with me. Either that or they'll hang out so they can hear what they need to do to get their life right. That's the truth. So I really ain't got to worry about who I hang with, because if I'm doing what Christ told me to do, they won't hang with me very long. Either that or they'll change. We're to walk as the Lord walked. And we look at how Jesus walked. And Jesus didn't go hide himself in a corner. Jesus didn't go place himself on a pedestal. Jesus was in the world. But he was a light to the world. And the whole time that Jesus walked, his main thing was, you got to trust me. Our main thing is to tell them they need to trust Jesus. And they need to see a difference in us. Why do we not hang with these people? Well, because they're not godly people. They're going to drag me down. Is it all right if I go around them? Yeah, you go around them, because we live in the world with them. But if I'm doing what the Lord said, then I'm just straight up, they ain't going to hang with you very long. They're just not going to have much to do with you. Because, well, you one of them Jesus freaks. Oh, you better than we are. No, I didn't say that. It's just, I know where I'm going when I die, and you don't. I know what Jesus did for me, and you ain't interested. Yes, we got to work with them. Yeah, I had to sit in a restaurant, and my waiter was wishing, oh man, he had issues, but I had to treat him nice. I'll be honest with you, my first thought was, boom, just plop his head right down on the table. You know, it may have shook some sense into him. I mean, you know, that's what happened to me one time. And I woke up and I thought, well, that wasn't a good thing to do. But we got to be nice. We do. We got to be nice. And we set the right example for him. I didn't say a word about his pretty little fingernails. I thought a lot. But they need prayer. Listen, I don't know. I'm going to be up front with you. Some of these folk have went, you heard of crossing the deadline or crossing the line? I think a lot of these people have crossed the line. I ain't going to fool with them yet. I'll pray for that guy. He was on his way, but he was still a guy. And he was still a guy. That's just the way I leave it. Now, whether he was heading in the other direction, I don't know. But you pray for people like that. And they got to see that example. I'm not going to make fun of him over his fingernails. Listen, I ain't sure he'd understand it anyway. But he surely ain't going to listen to me if I do that. So, Jesus said, don't worry about everybody else. Follow me. And we're to walk worthy of the Lord. We're to walk by faith. Sometimes it's hard, but we're to walk by faith. And we're to walk in love, and people find that hard to do. I found that really hard to do when the Lord called me in the ministry. I'm like, you mean I got to love all these folk? I don't even like that one. Yeah, well, you got to love them. Walk circumspectly. I don't have a problem with that. Listen, when I pull up to a red light, I notice what's around me. I love it when I got my dog with me. Because she's sitting there, and all she got to do is see somebody on the side of the road. And, well, she focuses. She don't leave them. They're like, no, you're getting too close to the truck. She's just aching for something to bite anyway. Now, she's doing it in love, but she just wants to bite. And she's waiting on Dad here to say, We got to pay attention. Especially you guys with children. Pay attention to your surroundings. Because our day and time ain't getting no better. Separately, we are of the world. I mean, I keep saying that. We are in this world, but we are not of them. We should be separate from them. They should realize we are not the same. Honestly, be walking honestly. You know, well, anyway, I'll leave it alone. Walk in the light. If we've got Jesus where He ought to be, we got light. He says in Psalm 119, 105, I'm a lamp to your feet, light to your path. And we're also to walk as the Lord walked. Well, how do I do that? Well, read the Bible. If you'll read the Bible, if you'll study the Bible, study Jesus, how He walked. He'll tell you. And we just got to follow His example. That's what we're to do. Is follow the Lord's example, because we don't need to worry about what this one's doing. We don't need to worry about what that one's doing. We need to worry about what we're doing. Are we following the example that was set before us, which is Jesus? Let's stand. We'll have a song. Brother Roger, pick us out a song.